Hey, Mark Olson here one last time with a bonus video on Pledge Talk. I wanted to do one last video to connect all the dots and make everything as clear as possible. I've been talking about six critical principles of communication. You can use them every day in almost every conversation. Pause before you speak. Listen to really understand. Echo back to make sure you heard correctly. Disarm or validate what another says. Give each other a turn to talk. And finally, engage others with these principles, regarding them more highly than you do yourself. By practicing each of these principles, you will experience a better connection between you and your spouse, or between you and your kids, whether they are waist high or the same size as you are. No one would turn down a way to have a greater connection with those we love the most. Use Pledge Talk and watch all of your relationships improve. This can happen with your friends, your coworkers, and even your boss. But keep this in mind. In general conversation, you may use only one or two of the principles at a time. But when in conflict, it's important to use all six. Here's how each of the Pledge Talk principles work together in those moments when you suddenly find things tense between you and someone else. So when the tension rises, pause before you say or do anything. Pause. Hit that pause button. It may be 30 seconds or for 30 minutes. You don't want to say anything you will later regret. It doesn't help to just spout off how you feel. Trust me, it will only make matters worse. You and I have both been there and done that. You have to pause to let your emotions dial down so the rational part of your brain can come back online. And while your mouth is shut, you must work at shifting your focus on that of the other person. It's true of me, just as it is of you. When we are in conflict, we are prone to think of ourselves more than anyone else. And if I am thinking of me and you are thinking of you, when we're in conflict, things will only go from bad to worse. Instead, you have to shift your focus to the other person to prepare to come back to the conversation ready and willing to focus on them first. Remember, each person has a story of what went down. Each side must be heard and understood. When both are ready to show regard to each other in the way that they converse, it is time to come back to the table and talk. Listen, then, is the next step. Obviously, both can't talk at the same time. Or should I say, it doesn't work really well when you do. So someone shares their perspective first on what happened, and the other person focuses on listening to understand. Oftentimes, that can be a real challenge. You tend to want to jump in and defend, but that will only spin things out of control. You react to negative tones or certain words like always or never. You think, that's not true. Instead, you must let those words fly by. Remain quiet and refocus on understanding the heart of what the other person is saying. This is a must for keeping the conversation moving in a good direction. Now, if you're the listener, the only time you can speak is when you are asking for clarification. And when you think you understand the heart of what the other person is saying, you are ready for the next step. And that step is echo. When you think you pretty much know what the other person has said, echo back to make sure. Then ask if you've heard correctly. If the answer is yes, you heard correctly, you can move on to the next step. If not, ask what you missed. Then listen and echo back once again. Remember the four reasons why echoing back is so important. First, you find out if in fact you heard correctly. Second, the person who was speaking finds out if you heard them correctly. Thirdly, by echoing back, it slows down the process of communication. This helps a lot to keep things from re-escalating. It also helps each party to reflect more on what's being said. And the fourth reason to echo back is, if you know you're going to have to echo back, it forces you to really listen. Okay, once you truly understand what was being said and you echoed it back correctly, you move on to the next step. That step is disarm. Hopefully, after listening to understanding their heart and echoing back what was said, you have come to a place where you can at least appreciate their perspective. You may not agree, but you can at least see where they're coming from. It's important to tell them that one way or another, to validate their story. Again, I'm not saying to agree with their story. I know you may have a different story. What I am saying is that it's important to validate their story so they don't think they're crazy for thinking or feeling the way they do. Now, some easy phrases to say that helps the other person feel validated are things like, "Hey, that makes sense," or "I can see your perspective," or "I can appreciate that." Okay, once you validate through something like that, here's what you do next. Get quiet. You got to get quiet and let it soak in. You just validated her or him. Now you must be quiet in order for them to sense your sincerity. Give is the next step. You can give your perspective or your story only after you have listened well to theirs, echoed back to see if you heard correctly, validated their story, and gotten quiet for a few moments to let it soak in. Oftentimes people ask me, "What do I do with my thoughts, my perspective, or my story?" Well, if you have done each of the above steps well, chances are high that the other person may even ask you for your perspective on things. And if they don't, you can tell them you have some further thoughts to share and ask them if they'll be willing to hear them. Think of the difference this makes. Rather than grabbing the microphone from them and saying, "Hey, it's my turn to share," you wait until they give you the microphone. Or you ask if you can have it to share your thoughts. Believe me, this will make all the difference in the world. And when it is your turn to give your story, the roles are now reversed. The person who was speaking now becomes the listener, the one who echoes back and disarms the tension by validating your story. The final step is engage. There are two ideas we want to address with this step. The first is this: learn to engage the pledge talk process in its entirety whenever you have conflict. Take turns going back and forth, one person speaking while the other listens, echoes, and disarms. Then switch. Now the first one speaking becomes the one who listens, echoes, and disarms by validating the other. Continue going back and forth like this until the conflict is resolved or you are at least at a better place of understanding and appreciating where each other is coming from. The second idea we want to address with the word engage is this. And hear me well. Use these principles every day, all day, whenever you can, in every conversation. It is, as I mentioned at the beginning of the video, make it a practice to pause before you speak, so you become someone who speaks wisely. Become the best listener to everyone around you, starting with your spouse and children, if you have a family. Take time to echo back to show people you are really listening. Frequently, validate what others are saying. It will make them feel heard and valued. Be sure you give everyone a chance to speak and share what is on their mind. If you engage in the use of each of these principles each day, as I'm suggesting, you will be creating a culture of honor where you will actually experience less conflict and more love. And you will be more prepared to do what is right when that conflict does occur the next time. I've brought you as far as I can in this mini course on Pledge Talk. Now it's up to you. Don't just try the principles to see if they work. They will work if you work them. It may feel awkward at times when you first use the principles. Using the whole Pledge Talk process in a conflict won't come easy. If you practice, however, it won't be long until it feels quite natural and you will be well on your way to better connections and stronger relationships. Again, I don't know how to say it strong enough. Pledge Talk works. If you are patient with the process, you don't give up, you keep working at it, you will get it. And you will see profound differences in all of your relationships and really in all your conversations. I have three final requests. If you haven't done so already, go to our website, pledgetalk.com, and sign up to receive our future tips on the use of Pledge Talk. I write regularly and don't want you to miss out on a single tip that can help you in your relationships when communication really matters. Two, if you believe in this, and if you have found it helpful, would you help us to help others by sharing it with them? I know there are all kinds of things we could share with others, but I can't think of very many things I think would be more important to share than this. Communication matters to everyone. It is critical to every aspect of our lives. And by sharing this with your friends, your family, your acquaintances, you will help assure that together with each of them, your communication can be much improved because of a shared understanding of how to really connect. And third, finally, if this particularly strikes a chord with you and you want to be more involved with Zarin and I, taking this message into different arenas, be it marriages, families, the workplace, the classroom, or your neighborhood, email me below and let us know. I'll email you back to share more of what we are working to accomplish. So three things. Sign up to get updates, share this with others, and email if you want to be more directly involved with Zarin and I in spreading the word. Thanks for listening and taking the time to invest in your relationships. Now go and love well.